Yo, Lindawood. I'm sorry for this abrupt mix-up here, but we had a little technical difficulty, and we're back at it for another episode of the SazzCast. Lauren, how we doing on this gloomy day?
You know, I straightened my hair, which takes a little bit, right?
Okay.
Because I have naturally, like, curly slash wavy hair, so when I straighten it, it takes some effort.
Mm-hmm.
I then walk outside, and it gets rained on. So now, my beautifully straight hair now has a little bit of curl into it. I was like, I just heat damaged my hair for nothing. It do be upsetty spaghetti.
Nah, sorry, Lauren. See, that's what, you didn't bring a coat or anything? No jacket, no nothing, no hat.
I look awful in hats. Hats are a no-go for me. I look
when has a hat ever
like
looked
a
good
potato.
When has a hat ever been used for
I look like a potato.
And?
I don't want to look like a potato.
Bro, we're college students who got to go every day.
Okay.
Quick, out the door.
Here's
impromptu
the thing.
Type of classes.
Mm-mm, no, here's the thing. So you wake up, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And you put
up,
on.
Roll out the
pants,
bed.
Pants.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt and a sweatshirt.
No.
Okay, tell me. What is your morning process? Tell me.
Oh, great. Say less. We wake up at a quaint about like 8:45, right? We roll out the bed. Emphasis on the roll. On God. Emphasis on the roll.
Okay.
All right. We get out. We head to the bathroom. We do our due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
We out there. We put on shorts, pants, a shirt, and then a nice hood. Call it a day.
All right. You want to know mine?
Hit me up.
Okay. Wake up, depending if I go to work at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Yes.
So if it's 8 a.m., then I wake up at 6:30. If it's 9 a.m., then I wake up at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I then go to the bathroom, take wash my face, do all my skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pick out my outfit if I hadn't done it the night before. Make my bed. Make sure all my dishes are done. Make sure my room is clean. I then do my makeup. And then I do my hair. And then I get ready with a very, generally, it's either jeans or a dress or something. I don't have sweatpants. I have one pair of sweatpants.
You have one pair of sweatpants?
Yeah.
No cap?
From middle school, and they still fit. And I have a good amount of t-shirts, but like one pair of sweatpants. I have like 6 or 7 leggings, but one pair of sweatpants. So I never.
We're definitely buying you some sweatpants.
No, I have it ingrained in me that it's
and
never
joggers.
Acceptable to wear sweatpants outside of unless you're sick. And I know like a lot of people wear sweatpants, and I'm like, you, that's amazing. Like y'all do that. I cannot wear sweatpants. I feel like. I don't know. It's just ingrained in me that I can't wear sweatpants out in public unless I'm like, you know, dying. So I put on jeans and then I normally put on my heels. Mm. I'm very much like a put together, like I look like an adult. I go to Evans and get breakfast
and
every single time they're like, are you a staff member? I'm like, no, I'm 19.
I'm like, yeah, Lauren, what are you guys teaching today? Oh, I got my, you know. Principals or whatever class to teach.
Brooke did tell me that when I wore an outfit, she was like, you legit look more professional than I do. And I was like, thank you. But
sometimes you do, Brooke. I'm sorry, Lauren. Sometimes you do, Lauren. Sometimes.
I know.
And I'd be like, well, Brooke, she got you numbered today, bro.
I know. But that's also because I like it. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
So. Anyways. Well, besides me and Dev's very different morning routines.
Literally.
Can you tell us who we are interviewing today?
Man, Lauren, I'd like to tell you that today we got some real athletes in the office. You know what I'm saying? We got the ladies here.
The independent women.
Oh, my God.
Of the field
oh
hockey
my God,
team.
Oh, God, man. I'm jealous, man.
Me too.
Ladies, how are we doing today?
Good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Even though it's raining and... Yeah, I'm gloomy.
Yeah, I wore shorts and a t-shirt, and I don't have a car on campus, so struggling a little bit.
No, I feel.
But we made it. So.
There you go. Where do you live?
Yeah.
In a dorm?
No, in like housing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad.
Depending on what time this podcast ends, I can drive to your house if you want, so then you don't have to get wet.
For real?
I might take you up on that offer.
Yeah, because there's no point in you getting soaking wet. I can drive you to dorm. There
no,
we go.
Oh, God, especially even trying to walk, too. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Will you both please introduce yourself, who you are, what level you are, and what you do?
Please.
Okay, so I'm Marnie Riddell, and I am a senior here at Lindenwood. Did all 4 years at Lindenwood, played field hockey here. I'm about to graduate. So.
Gotcha. What are you majoring in?
Interdisciplinary studies, and my concentrations are communication, sports and recreation, and psychology.
Oh, that's awesome.
Word. Yep.
Okay.
All right. And then what about you?
My name is Pauline Turwins. I go by Pau, like that's what people call me. And gotcha. I am also a senior on the team. I'll be coming back for my fifth year. So I'm still like practicing with them and doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think my majors are political science and international relations. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel like a lot of people who do like one of those majors also does the other. Like Alexia.
Yeah, like hand to hand type.
Does okay. both. And then she's adding another major because she's insane.
Nah, she's just a doozy, Lauren. What do you mean?
Three majors and two minors.
That's a lot.
Okay, I know.
Okay, that's okay. like a
okay.
lot.
I know.
Getting her money worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, like, we'll come into work and be like, so how's everything you're dealing with going? She's like, oh, I can't do it, bro. It's like, I'm sweating.
She's got
and then
it.
Go, and then she'll go to class, and I'll be like, she's got it.
She's got it.
She's got it in the bag.
Good for
Could
her.
I know.
Couldn't be me.
So, my first question for you both is, you know, can you please explain what your position is on the hockey team and what you do? Because, you know, any all sports teams, granted, I'm not a sports person, people have different roles. Like,
right.
in volleyball, there's the one person with a different color. And I,
like the setter and the libero, you know, outside hitter, middle hitter, all of them. But for
I'm
you,
the
libero, yeah. yeah.
I'm like, cool. So can you kind of explain what you do to help your team do the thing?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll okay. go. So I am a outside midfielder. Field hockey isn't really like a lot of sports in the way that, like, we don't have, like, restraining lines or offsides or anything. So, I mean, if you're a forward, you're also playing defense. And if you're a defender, you're going to be up in the circle a lot of the times as well. So as a midfielder, you're playing the entire field. And that's basically almost every other position as well.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in lacrosse, you, like, have restraining lines and can't go past a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that. So no matter what position you're playing, you're running the entire field. So I was an outside midfielder, and I did a lot of running. Our whole sport is running.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's about it for me.
I've played a couple different positions here at LU. I started my first year as a forward, left, right, mid, like, whatever needed to happen. And I've also played on the midfield, and then this season I started kind of more like on the defense side of things, but then they moved me, thankfully, back up to the forward line. That's more of my comfort zone. So, yeah. And it's what Marnie said. Like, it's a lot of just running and, like, trying to stay in formation with, like, the play that's happening. So, yeah,
I think it's hard just because each year we've lost, like, a key player that played a position, you know, their entire college career, and then we have to find a new person to put in that position. And so a lot of times it's like moving people around, just trying to figure out like who fits best where.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's I definitely see that from like a lot of the sports where they have you know different players, and each year you have people graduating, people coming in, and just adapting consistently. I applaud y'all for being able to, you know, form a community within you guys, especially with the consistent changes.
For
real, I like how you like you started off like telling us like the rules and stuff, like you have like no guidelines and stuff like that. And like really that's my like my main thing was like, how does it work, like the rules and guidelines and stuff like that, and how you started off really like gave me your side like, yo, this is different, like
And field hockey isn't like super popular in the States, so a lot of people don't know about it or didn't have it at their high school. So, I mean, it's really popular like New York City area, East Coast, Pennsylvania, Northeast. But really, besides that, like, I mean, when we were D2, we were we're the furthest west D2 school team.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, our closest game is in Pittsburgh. So we really do is travel during season, like, because no one wants, we're not in a conference, so no one wants to come all the way to Missouri just to play us.
Okay, I can see that.
So now that we're D1,
we're working on getting into a conference.
Gotcha.
SLU has a D1 team.
Yes.
And there are like other schools, you know, that are much closer, so it'll be a lot more convenient. But now it's just a matter of trying to get into a conference, because field hockey isn't in the conference that we joined as a school. So they don't have like a bunch of sports actually. So no, we just got to find a conference.
Gotcha.
Word.
It was interesting. Like you know, you were talking about like what, you know, places, you know, do field hockey, because I did some research before this. And according...
She did.
I did. I was like, this is fascinating. So according to HockeyPerformanceAcademy.com, hockey is the second most played sport in the world after football and soccer. So with that information, like, you know, do you feel like it's more played in other countries rather than in the United States? And, you know, because there's not a lot in the United States, how did you kind of get started? Like, how did you learn about field hockey?
Well, I learned about it because my mom played when she was younger, and then my older sister played, and then obviously I wanted to be just like her, so I played.
There you go.
But it's definitely a lot more popular in other countries, Pau, if you want to.
Yeah. So I'm not from the U.S. I'm Dutch, so Europe.
Oh, word. welcome.
Thanks. and in Europe, field hockey is very popular, whereas ice hockey, not as much. But okay. I think that's also maybe like the environment and like not having maybe as much like winter weather and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for my country, like soccer, field hockey, and then I think it's like tennis or something are the most popular sports. So let's say you're really good at field hockey, you can make like an income of being like a field hockey player.
Okay.
Cool. For like a club team. Whereas here, that's not even like an option. Like I don't even know if there's any.
Yeah, like after graduation, I really don't have that many like opportunities to play.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless I were to like go
abroad.
Yeah, go abroad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, I would say in Lincoln, we have an ice hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, here, is there an ice hockey team?
Yeah.
Isn't it a big one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I do, like, think it does come with, like, with the weather. Because, like, we do have snow.
Nah, true.
And Canada, they love their ice hockey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm from Buffalo, so, like, growing up, everyone, like, everyone played ice hockey. It was so big. Like, people would go to Canada to play on their club teams and stuff. So, yeah, ice hockey is really big at home. But
fun fact, I'm looking for an internship in a theater in Auburn, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, I love New York.
I'm super excited. They haven't accepted me yet. I'm hoping they will, because then I can go to Auburn, New York.
Fingers crossed.
Can go to Toronto. I want to go to Toronto so badly. Please.
It's really nice.
Invite me.
So expensive.
Please. Well,
it'll be fine.
So one of the people who work at the office, her name is Raelle. Mm-hmm. She's from Canada.
Yep.
And she's marrying an American from Florida.
No way.
So I joked I was going to find myself a Canadian husband. Well, it's funny because my mom's best friend is a Canadian and she's married to an American. And and her kids have dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so cool.
That's goated, yeah.
They can live in Canada or the United States. They can work there.
And also, I have a lot of friends that have dual citizenships as well.
Mm.
And they can go to school for free in Canada.
Yeah. Aww. They also can get, like, healthcare there.
That's
yeah.
a win.
No, I have friends
God,
that...
Oh, God, that's so goated.
See? Yeah. See? This is the reason why my logic behind finding myself a Canadian husband makes sense.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
See?
Low-key.
And... right by Buffalo, like, you have some potential.
Oh, it's a great city.
And you have the falls.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you.
Thanks. Sorry.
No good. Well, since we're on this topic of, like, Canada and ice hockey and stuff, in that tangent, I wanted to ask, ladies, is there any similarities to, like, what you guys do in, like, ice hockey or in hockey in general? Besides,
honestly,
obviously, you know, the utilities. And
yeah, honestly, there's... no similarities.
It's very different. Like, yeah. I feel like you might think because it says hockey that it's like kind of similar.
Okay.
And I think that's what people think. Like, it's like ice hockey, but you go like on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Like, from our sticks to the rules and everything, like, we can only use one side of our stick, the flat side. The other side is rounded.
Mm.
And everyone is forced right-handed. Like, you can't be.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
You're not, like, we don't have left-handed sticks. So,
okay.
Everyone is forced right-handed. Oh, wow. Whereas in like hockey, you know, they use both sides of their sticks. Right. They're much longer.
So would field hockey be more like lacrosse?
Or soccer?
Or soccer?
I
think
feel
it's
like
a mix, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard because it is a very different sport. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like we definitely do a lot more running because we don't have those restraining lines or offside rules. We can't use our feet at all. We can only use our stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't hit any part of our body. Like, I don't know. It's not like it's not supposed to be aggressive, but you know.
It do be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you use the formation of soccer, like the positions on the field is very soccer-like, right. But then there's no offsides. And then like the lacrosse aspect might be you have a stick, like fair enough, like you have to pass the ball and like find your way across the field. But
it's a unique sport on its own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Lauren, go ahead.
No, I was going to say something, but then you've said something, and I forgot what I was going to say. So
my apologies.
You do you.
No, I was just going to say, I'll see you guys practice or play, and it's so hard to not look away.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how are they doing it? Like, the way, like, the formation you guys do, like, we're going to pull to this side and, like, attack from
this
side.
It's so technical, too. Like, yeah. In comparison to, like, I don't even know, like, if there would any sport be this. Like, there's so many techniques and so many different, like, ways to move the ball.
It's really funny too, because when we're at practice, our coach will be like, okay, so in this situation, like, you want to do this, and we're like, okay, coach, but what if this situation happens and this other one minor thing happens? And they're like, we can't give you a play-by-play for everything, like, lacrosse there's like set plays, like you pass around, you know, you run the plays, but field hockey, it's like so situational that you never know what's going to happen. And so that can make it really frustrating at times, because you just like want to have the answer and do the right thing every time, but that's just really impossible.
But
I think that, like, you know, from an outside perspective, because of that, does that make your guys' communication so important, because there is no like set rules?
And that's also like one of the main things that we try to work on throughout practices and like throughout like seasons. Like, if the communication piece is like missing, the whole team just
falls,
like,
apart.
Yeah, you can see it right away, and coach can see it right away. She's like, guys, like, get the communication going.
Oh, and there's times where, like, we come off the field because we play quarters. Yeah. We come off in between quarters, and they're like, what's going wrong? And everyone's just like, we're not talking. And, like, just by fixing that one part, like, it's a completely different game.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because, like, the people around you, let's say you're, like, a mid-middie, like, you're playing a mid.
Yeah.
Like, you need to, like, be able to talk to the person in front of you, both sides next to you, and behind you. Because if you step out of formation, then all those other people are getting, like,
screwed over.
Yeah, right. Messed with. So, yeah, that makes it also sometimes very frustrating, because if someone is not following
their job, it's like,
you can tell. So, it's intense.
Yeah,
sure.
I could definitely see it. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking like the like how the pace of the game goes. Like,
oh yeah, it's
crazy.
On this turf that we have here, it's like not super fast, but almost everywhere else in D1, you play on water base, which like is much faster. It's like really like fine thin turf, and like it gets watered down, so like the ball just moves like 10 times faster, and it's just like, honestly, a more interesting game to watch. Yeah. But
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of slow on like the Hunter turf, but
gotcha.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And then in high school we played on grass, which was just a mess.
Oh my god, anything on grass is, oh my god, I swear to god.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was younger, I hated grass, like the feeling of it on my skin.
Oh yeah,
I would freak out. And it's super funny because I have a, you know, Inside Out, how they have like core memories. I have a core memory of me and my mom at the Capitol when my mom and I had no money because we were poor. She was in college. We had no money. So we went to the Capitol, the Lincoln Capitol, and we just like rolled down the hill. And I have like this very like glossed over view of like us having the best time. It kind of created my foundation of like, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can always have fun with the family and friends because you have love and respect and all that. So it started that, but yeah, I hated grass when I was younger. So I get that. Grass is no bueno. Yeah, no bueno.
For real.
So it's kind of funny because when I was thinking of field hockey, I'm not going to lie, I was like, it's ice hockey on the field.
Yeah.
And now that you're talking, I'm like, wow.
Exactly. Mind blown.
I am inaccurate in my perception of the sport. So I'm glad that I had this conversation because I really am learning a lot. So, you know, with your sport, like with all athletes, you have kind of like a day-to-day thing. You go to work, go to school, go to practice. So, you know, with volleyball, for men's volleyball, they go to practice at like 6 or 7 a.m., get their practice out, and then they get to go on with their day. For you guys, what does practice look like with school and work and all that?
Well, during season, so for preseason, we come 2 weeks early, and we have 2-a-days for 2 hours. So we'll have practice from, like, 9 to 11, and then again 3 to 5. And we do that for, like, 2 weeks, and it's pretty terrible, I'm not going to lie. It's horrible, and it's so hot out. And then once season hits, we, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we practice 10 to 12. Tuesday, Thursday, we lift from 9:30 to 10:30, and then practice 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
And that's, like, a basic, like, practice week. But then once we start traveling, like, we'll leave on a Thursday night at midnight, drive 12 hours through the night on a bus, play, we'll get, like, get there Friday, practice at the wherever we're going. We'll play Saturday. Sometimes we'll play Sunday as well. And then a lot of times we'll play, like, either Monday or a Tuesday, and then drive back, like, right after the game, have, like, the day off the next day, and then start practice again the following day, and then usually leave again that night for a trip. Like, we are gone, like, almost every weekend.
Oh.
For, like, almost, sometimes, like, a week at a time.
That, that must make school hard.
Oh, our professors, I can't imagine that they like us very much, because all we do is travel, and we're never in class.
We're like, so sorry.
Like, I'm sorry.
Go
guys.
To Pennsylvania. Have a nice life.
Our coaches are, like, very, very strict and very good about study hall hours, and, like, we have specific hours, like, when we're on trips, like, on our days off, that, like, you know, we might have, like, they'll do room checks, and we all have to be, like, doing our homework and stuff, because they do know how much school we miss. And so it, like, is, our grades are very important to them. They put, like, a huge emphasis on that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think for my freshman year, even, like, some of, like, the older girls told me, like, make sure you take, like, 4 or 5 classes and not 6 or even load up, because it's not going to work well.
Yeah.
Especially being new and, like, trying to understand, like, everything that's going on. So, yeah, I agree with what Marnie said.
I like the fact that your coaches realize and recognize that you're students first, because I feel like in order for, you know, college athletes, student athletes to succeed, their coaches need to understand. Student.
Well, our coaches, honestly, like, I, like, have not a single bad thing to say about our coaches. They are really great human beings that care about our mental health a lot. And also our grades, and, you know, they want to make sure that we're succeeding, because they know, like, I mean, after this, it's like you play, like, hockey for 4 years, and then like, I mean,
then you're done for at least for field hockey. You're
Like, you're not going to the NFL. Like, we don't have the equivalent to that. So, like, you make the U.S. national team and go to the Olympics, maybe. But, like, they're taking the D1 girls. They're not taking us.
Well, so. They might. You but never know.
I'd be down to take a bet.
I'll put.
I need them.
$5. I'm on a college budget. $5. Talk to me in a couple years. $5. With interest, it might go to $7.25.
Ooh, $7.50? On this way.
$7.15.
Ooh, nah. Nah, I do. I do like how you guys, how you pointed out, you guys have your, like, your own type of hell week.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, I love, like, I love hearing different sports, like, talk about their hell week and, like, how hell it is. And it's like to hear, like, you guys talk about it and how strenuous it is.
I feel
it's
like
crazy.
It's mostly, like, the, like, environment of, like, it being summer in Missouri. The humidity is out of this world. The sun is, like, blasting. I feel like as soon as I just step out, I'm already sweating. And then I actually have to, like, run and do fitness stuff. And
that's
it's intense. Like, that's
lots
why
of fitness. We do during, a lot of fitness.
So during, like, the summer leading up to, like, our hell week, our preseason, you need to, like, work out every day or you collapse, or you won't make it. Like, it's intense.
And it's, like, a very mentally draining sport. Like, we have to be so mentally tough, and that's something our coaches, like,
emphasize
preach to us. Like, you have to tell yourself that, like, you can do it, or else you're not going to be able to, because what they're doing is, like, what we're doing is not easy. So it's just constantly reminding yourself, like, no, I can do this. It's 10 minutes of my life. It's whatever, you know, like, it's, this is doable.
Word. And they progress into that. It's not like as soon as you come in, it's like you need to, like, be there. Like, I think even for, like, Marnie and me, like, it's been a progression over the years from, like, freshman to senior year. And once you hit junior, you're like, okay, I got it under control. But before that, it's just, like, a fight, like, every day almost to like get through it.
Yeah.
And like for us, like we love that part of it because obviously we're athletes and we enjoy field hockey. So it's like, yeah, we're fighting, but we're doing it for a cause. So it's not like we're doing it against our will. Yeah, like I know it sounds a little intense. Like the hard work about it like makes it fun or makes it worth it, to be honest.
Yeah, the
like,
low for the game.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. So that's why it works.
No, I feel like there's my I can't tell you like the amount of times like I feel like I'll see you guys like come get just finished with a game and I'll be like, yeah, they tired, but I feel like they can they still hungry, bro. Like they left it all out there, but they still got that chip on the shoulder for the next game, and then the next game come and y'all just keep it going.
Yeah.
And your guys' consistency is like insane.
I have your theme song.
What?
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Put in the hours. And take what's ours.
Literally, yeah. Like that's.
I feel like that's your guys' theme song.
Yeah.
That's how it feels sometimes.
I know. Like, fun fact. I was listening to a song, and I called my uncle, and I was like, I found your theme song. He was like, wait, what? And I played it to him, and he was like, yeah, that's my theme song. So maybe that should be my job now, is going and watching y'all's practice and then determine what your theme song is.
Like, Lauren's theme song of the day is We Are the Power. Are We Have the Power?
I don't know. It's the TikTok song. That's all I got.
It's by The Rock. I can't remember.
It is The Rock.
Yeah, it is. This is the first song he made in a couple of years, actually.
That man has so many talents.
Man's goated.
So, you know, I had a, you know, with each sport, there is a certain type of perception that everyone has. Right. Like, for example, the rugby team. They're basically, they're the best, according to everyone here at Lindenwood. They're like, oh, the rugby boys.
Rugby.
I actually, yesterday, they all came in, all of them. They went to Spelman. No, they went to Spelman. Oh. And I was getting food, and all of them came. And I had been wanting to talk to them about being on the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And they were all there. And I was like, this is terrifying. So I called my friend and I was like, do I do this? They're terrifying. Because there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
And then I did it.
And they're huge.
They're huge.
They're really jacked, bro.
Yeah.
No. Some of them are like, kind of nice. Come on.
Yeah.
No,
cool.
They have good personalities. Like
they were really nice. Yeah, but just when, like, even if there was like a bunch of girls like huddled together, when there's a group of people and it's just you, it's terrifying.
It's
but
just intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, back to my question, which was, you know, how do you feel the support from Lindenwood students and administration? Like,
from, like, students or administration?
Well, let's start with students.
Okay.
Like, how, what do you think the students' attitude to your sport is, and how can we better improve it? Because, you know, you guys came here to play this sport, and we want to be as supportive as we can.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people, like, just don't know when games are or just don't know that we have a field hockey team. And so how can we as students support you more so that when you guys have home games, if ever, we can be like, y'all got this. Or when you're away, we can hype you up on social media. Like, there's things we can do. In your opinion, how can we better support y'all?
I think, I mean, one of the main things is that in our college career, like, we've had a total of 9 home games, which is, like, because people don't want to come out to Missouri to play us. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard because we don't have the home game opportunities that other teams have that people can come support. We also only really play on the weekends. UC's, like, women's soccer, like, play weekdays and stuff, and, like, they have super close teams that they can't, like, go play so easily. So we don't have that opportunity, so like, and we're really not in town that much because of, like, you know, people like not being able to play us. So I think it's like definitely hard to have the support from the students when you they don't have the opportunity to support you. But I mean, being completely honest here, like, it gets very frustrating being a part of a female team that isn't really supported by administration, athletics, and it's very easy to feel that way. Like, there have been a lot of times where we have just been blatantly ignored or, like, not being taken seriously and stuff, and it's very frustrating that, you know, it's 2022 and I've dealt with that for the last 4 years. It's like a lot of the teams, like, a lot of the men's teams are idolized around here, and you know, being a female athlete is already hard.
Right. Yeah.
And then being a female athlete that plays a sport that not many people know about or care about or, like, you know, want to watch or anything is even worse, honestly. Right.
I also think that because we don't have a men's team, it makes it a little bit difficult. Like, where you have, like, men's and women's soccer, they can kind of team up on stuff.
Right.
And for us, it's just us. Like, there's no...
No counterpart.
In general, like, I feel like there's very few colleges that have men's field hockey.
There are none.
Yeah.
There's not a single men's field hockey program in a college in the U.S. And
see?
Like, that's insane.
That's insane. Because if you go back to Europe, like...
It's dominated by men.
Yeah. Like, for my brother, like, my brother plays all that stuff, and my dad used to play that, so it's...
Well, and if you're a male in the U.S. and you play field hockey, you have, like, a 90% chance of making the U.S. team.
Yeah.
And, like, going to the Olympics.
That's insane.
Yeah, because nobody puts their
kids still time.
Like, if you guys want to have, like, athletic babies, like, put them into, put your sons into field hockey in the U.S.
Wow.
See, I know.
That's insane.
Like, maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should have a field hockey baby with my Canadian husband.
Yeah. Hey, Canada's pretty big with field hockey, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We have plans.
Oh, God. It's just
I could be a field
just,
hockey
like,
mom.
That's funny.
Like they're not that crazy. I'll say that. Yeah. My mom is not a crazy field hockey mom.
Mine doesn't even know what's going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She just, like, comes to socialize.
Oh, that's
like,
thing.
My baby's out there. Let's go.
That's the thing. Like, my parents, like, my dad knew nothing about field hockey before my sister and I started playing. So, like, instead of having, like, the soccer dad that's, like, yelling at you on the sidelines, my dad just stands in the corner, like,
yay.
Good job. I'm like, and
oh
then,
my gosh.
Oh, but then it was the worst because after the game, they'd be like, you know, Marnie, like, you guys really need to do this more. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because of all that field hockey knowledge you guys have. You know exactly what's going on. And they're always like,
literally.
Marnie, come on.
You're like, that do be true.
Yeah.
But I feel like, going back to the subject, like, in general, I feel like female sports are less supported by students than men's. Because if we went to men's and women's ice hockey for the ACAC championships.
Oh, yes, just
men's, it's packed. As soon as the
they
girls
get the big rink.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's girls and the small one. It's like
it's for the same. We went to men's and women's lacrosse. They played on the same day.
Really?
For men's, like, at least one side was pretty full.
The stands were pretty full.
The and
women
then the girls
who just won a national championship.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically empty, and it's like, why? Like, they beat their team too. They were playing a good team. Like, the girls are just as good as the guys, and it just gets really frustrating.
Like, it's not just us who's not feeling like that.
Oh, yeah.
The love, let's say. Like
no,
that.
It's just women's sports in general.
Yeah.
So, with that, how can, like, we as a student population support? Because, like, I'm not going to lie, I haven't been to a game. Like, I haven't been to, like, both men and women's.
Yeah.
But now that I know it... I'm going to put y'all's on my calendar.
No,
I'm going
to
every single woman's game ever.
Catch a few,
I'm going to go to the volleyball, rugby, soccer.
Yeah.
Even the ones I don't even understand, I'll be like, good job, girls.
Like, all of our female teams, like, are, like, really good. Like,
they're
all very skilled. And I think, like,
women,
people,
rugby, number one in the country.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People think that, like, just because we're females, it's, like, not as interesting to watch us. But it's honestly just not true.
We go
like,
hard, too. Like, it's
You
know? Like,
and when people do come to our games, they're always like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, that's so cool how you do that. And it's like, if you guys came all the time, you'd know that.
Oh, me. Like, there's countless times I'll see, like, I'll watch it, like, I caught the game, and I'll be like, man, she like, stopped on a dime, got the ball, but, like, switched, like, the, just, like, seeing it, like, during that, like, seeing the actual game, like, take play, it will instantly mesmerize you, like, without even knowing what it is, and I feel like people should, like, not only step out of their, like, zone or mentality they have, but also just try something new.
Yeah,
right.
You
and
never,
like,
know what you have a taste for.
There's this thing, like, the Lions support Lions, and, like,
right.
coaches will reach out to other coaches and say, like, hey, we have this important game.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make your team, like, come out, right?
Right.
So, for example, for football, there has been times where our coaches will reach out to us and be like, hey, football's a big important game. Make sure you go support. Mm-hmm. So then all the field girls will go and we'll see this game. And there's multiple sports that we do this for. But then...
It's not really reciprocated.
Yeah. So, like, but especially by the men's team, I feel like the girls still
That's
show
the thing,
up.
Like,
I've seen women's lacrosse. I've seen
women's soccer.
Women's
come
soccer,
to our game. Like,
ice hockey has been there. Like,
I think the main thing is like, we, like, inside
different
the
standards.
Team. Yeah, we have this joke, like, oh, Lions support Lions. Oh, field hockey supports everyone. Like, feel hockey is going to all these games. Yeah. Like, we go to wrestling. Like, my roommate's a diver. I've been to, like, swim and dive meets. Like, you know, we go and support all these teams. And then we're, like, everyone's always like, oh, well, you know, we'll come and support you. And we're like, okay.
And, like, shout out to the people who do. Like, like we said earlier, like, we are grateful for, like, some of the teams that come out.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes I feel, especially the men's teams, I've seen probably only some of the lacrosse men.
Sometimes rugby comes.
And rugby, rugby. I'll give him that. That's true. And that's about it.
We should have a women's Lindenwood women's sports hype page. I will happily start that.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Okay. I will create it today.
That'd be actually good.
I will have, oh my gosh, I want to do that. I'll text y'all.
That works.
Yeah.
I'll text y'all the link.
Yes. I'll follow it.
I'll tag it on the Instagram account for social media.
Good.
I'm down.
Because I think that we're in a time that it's so important, especially because so many conversations are happening with women's sports. Y'all are great. Like, you just really are. Yeah. And, you know, if you guys have home games, packed. We should pack it. We should.
Honestly.
If there's not that many, we should go.
We literally have like three a season. Maybe.
Do you have any soon?
No. We're a fall sport. So.
Okay. So next year, I go.
Bet.
I'll take a selfie and post on Instagram.
Give me a ring.
Give me a ring. Yes, because then we could see each
other. Give me a ring.
I'm going to cry.
She knows what's up.
He's graduating this year, and I'm going to cry.
Same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Aaron Knuckles. Let's get it.
So, question for you. Do you, no. So, do you feel like this, if the sport had more men, the sport would gain more recognition? Okay, I know we touched on that.
Yeah.
But.
Because, like, for me, like, back home, like, that's, like, it's very different from here. Like, men play it, and females play it. And it's one of, like, the best things, in my opinion. Like, my club back home, like, you socialize with everyone. You have great, like, social settings after games. Like, the men's team will play on Sunday, and then the female team will play on Sunday, and then you just hang out after. Like, it's a whole different, like...
Culture.
Yeah. And I feel like even here, like, for not having a men's team, maybe that's also why we sometimes get hated a little bit by other teams, because we hang out with other men's team, like men's volleyball or men's lacrosse, men's ice hockey. And then the female versions, the female versions of that sport are like, what are these few lucky girls doing here at this party? And fair enough. Like, I feel like that's a good, like, fair feeling to feel. Like, maybe don't be too hateful, but...
We're nice.
We are nice. And we are aware of our situation, so we will never be, like, rude about it. That's also maybe why we're not as loved.
Well, I love you.
Thanks.
For real.
We're a pretty lovable team, just saying.
Oh, yeah. God, man.
We have great personalities.
We're
just, like, amazing people.
No, I love that.
Best like, people I just in the like, entire world.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Literally.
No, I feel like not like outside of just having like just having a general like male representation in the sport period. I feel like even here will like give a boost to it in general. Like, I hate the fact of like we have to have like a male thing to have the female thing be boosted.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's the cap behind like that's me saying it. Like,
that do be sexist.
That's the cap. I see it.
Well, and that's just the thing. Call like, it out. You think like men and women's basketball like. They constantly host events together.
Yes.
You know,
it works.
And like they promote like, oh, the women's game at 5:30 and then the men's game at 8:30 and like t-shirts if you like come to both or something like that. And it's like, feel lucky.
Yeah.
No, because I went to the big like preseason basketball thing.
Yeah. Always.
I was not aware that we were just gonna watch them shoot a couple hoops.
That's all it is, bro.
I thought we were going to watch some actual basketball, and then I was like, oh, nope.
No, I did the same thing.
I was like, oh, okay, because I had never seen it before. I was like, this hoop's fun. But the shirts, ooh, those would be nice shirts.
They
do bang.
They got the best shirts.
Yeah. They do.
What if y'all did shirts?
We tried.
Oh,
you tried. Okay.
Didn't work out.
We also tried to host a pride game. Didn't really go well either. I don't know. We do try. It sometimes just, you know, doesn't come out the way we want.
Well, I mean, we keep trying, you know.
Eventually
it will work out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like me and Dev, we kept trying, and
oh my god,
look, now we're here. Granted,
Granted, no. Well, yeah.
We have 16 episodes after y'all's.
Good. Oh. I'll check them out.
I know. We have 250 listeners. Fun fact.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
In less than 6 months.
That's awesome. I think that's pretty good.
I agree.
I know. I was telling him. I was telling all the people I was interviewing with about the podcast, because I was like, well, number one, it makes me unique and a little bit special.
Very true.
Number two, this is my baby. I love this thing.
Oh, as you should.
And I feel like you guys feel the same thing about field hockey. And I wish, you know, that we as a students could support you and help you embrace that love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like we do with other sports. So I will be your supporter.
Thanks.
Even though I am one person, I do have a loud voice. And I will yell top of my lungs.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Not for
That's
real.
All that matters.
I will be a proud soccer mom type of woman for y'all. And Deb will come back to Lindenwood to make sure I don't get, like, taken by security.
All geared out, ready to go. I'm here to support, man. Come on.
That's good.
There we go. So. No.
Ladies, what type of advice would you say, like, would you give us? Like, to like, give for support, but just in general?
I think it also comes from, like, maybe administration partially.
Okay.
We'll sometimes see like things like there's like the Lindenwood like Lions account and like sometimes certain sports are like posted on there and like hyped up, or like there's interviews like with women's basketball on there, and then, you know, that doesn't really happen for us, so maybe sometimes it does has to come from
like our games don't really get posted on there or anything.
Do y'all
like
have a social media manager?
No,
for our
coach runs our account.
Yeah,
gotcha. Because I know that volleyball, men's volleyball has a social media person, women's volleyball has a social media person.
Yeah. Because
I actually talked with both of them.
Oh, okay.
So I know that those exist. So that also might be something you might bring to your coaches. Because as a coach, you have a thousand things to worry about.
Right.
They could care less about social media.
See, they're that's the thing.
They're both moms that are just like trying to get through their busy lives with like children and us.
Yeah.
Like extra children.
Children.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And all
same
our issues that we are dealing with, like they have to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
Same thing with theater. The person who hypothetically runs the account, he hates social media.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't properly run a social media
if
when
you
despise
don't care
it.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would also suggest maybe getting someone who loves social media.
Mm.
I love social media. I will
Are you
happily
looking for a new position.
Definitely.
Look.
She's like, I have so
go
many
for
jobs.
It, yeah.
I will have I
so
I'm taking
titles.
22 credits next semester.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be great. I think we just add on so much and it'll be I'll thrive.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Lauren, I swear to God, if you come to me, you'd be like, yo, Dev, I can't breathe. I'll be like, well, Lauren, 22 hours or 22 credits of stuff, man. What you expect? But I know.
All A's.
Then exactly.
That's what I expect. All A's. Hey, I do great with those online business classes. I'm taking selling right now. Oh, so much fun.
I mean, I still got to ask you about that principles of marketing, too. I got to ask you about that.
Yes, I love that class. It was so much fun.
So, yeah, definitely.
But now, you know, we talked a lot about how Lindenwood can improve and how students can better support you. But what advice would you give to students who are kind of looking at schools for field hockey, like who are potentially coming to Lindenwood? Because one of the reasons why we created this podcast were for students who are interested in Lindenwood to kind of hear from people who go to Lindenwood what they think. And because there's not a lot of programs in the Midwest who do field hockey, what would you suggest to those students?
I mean, we can kind of talk about like how our team culture is and like
please.
Like if you join a team, like what to expect.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do you want to start off with that?
Yeah, honestly, like I was really nervous coming 12 hours from home, not knowing a single person out here. Like I didn't really know what to expect. We have a very international team. Like a lot of like we have Dutchies and a girl from Belgium, a couple girls from Scotland, Australian.
Love that.
Like
that's awesome.
And then within the states, like all over, you know. So like California, everything. So I think it's like really important to know that when you when you come play field hockey here, like you are immediately accepted into a group of people that share a love of something that you do.
And like because we're all like far away from home and we have like not really our family as close by as maybe other teams or colleges do, as soon as you come you kind of have this sense of like family, at least for me. Like like Marnie's from far, but like I didn't even speak English properly before I came here.
That was a struggle.
So, and that's like a bunch of other internationals as well. So as soon as you come here, I can guarantee you that you will be, feeling like you
are welcomed
and a part of like a family. Like there's not really a lot of backstabbing going on with us, or like, oh my god, like what is she doing, like that's ridiculous. Like it's a very safe environment, I think, and that's for me what helped me really thrive coming here, because I had someone who kind of looked out for me and told me, okay, don't do that, just do this, or little things that allowed me to adapt to Lindwood Field Hockey.
And also, like, because we're from all over, there's a lot of different like cultures and different ways we were raised, and so considering like how different we all are, we all have like a very like-minded thought process of like, you know, just being very loving towards each other and, you know, very accepting of everyone and everything. We're a team that, you know, is just very, very close, because there's not many of us. There's only like 20 of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have a really small team.
Word.
And so we really like thrive off of that because we are so close.
Yeah.
And like with that also comes like a lot of field hockey teams, or teams in general, I think have very like an emphasis on like hierarchy. So if you're a freshman, you have to do like more of like, you know, I don't even know, like laundry or get equipment or team locker room. Whereas for us, I think because we have so many different people from different places, like for me, like that was very weird. Like thinking that, oh, because I'm new, I have to do everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas for like, yeah, like back home, it would be because you're new, you get to take it a little easier. And the people that have more experience would do like more of like the busy work, I would say.
I think it also helped that like the girls on the team before us, like our upperclassmen when we were younger, like really changed that team culture, because it did used to be like that. And they were like, no, we don't want this anymore. We're changing it, like complete 180. And now, like, you know, we had very respectable people as our upperclassmen that, you know, have done a lot for Lindenwood Field Hockey and continue, you know, to do a lot for Lindenwood Field Hockey. Like the alum of our program are just great. So
I think that when we came in, it changed. Yeah. So that's like set the tone for even like the freshmen now, who are going to hopefully enjoy it a little bit better with all that stuff. So that's also, I think, a big difference between us and maybe other colleges. And the same thing, like if you're a freshman and you're good at field hockey, you'll play. Like it's not like coaches are going to be like, oh, you're new, like first make sure you adapt to the culture, or you have to like work hard for it, and you'll only play if you're like a junior or senior. That's not really how it is here. Like if you're good, coaches will play you. Yeah, and with that comes also like the respect. Like I feel like in our team we kind of know our places. I think people can, if you're a freshman, you can see, okay, this is why I am playing, this is why I'm not playing. And it's very open conversations, and we talk about it, and it's not like people feel like, why am I not playing, like I should be in or anything like that. That's also very I think a healthy aspect of Lindwood Field Hockey.
Another thing to add off of the family aspect is that because we're a pretty small team from all over, like when like we do have our parents come to games and stuff, it's like my parents turn into everyone's parents. So it's like my parents come to a lot of the East Coast games because that's what's close for them. It's like for the internationals who don't have their parents there, for the girls from California who don't have their parents there, it's like my parents are now like taking everyone in and like, you know, giving those like mom hugs after the game that you so desperately want. But like, you know, I haven't seen my parents in a while, and like that's exactly what you need sometimes. So
definitely respect.
Yeah, that's very true. Like the parents also really make an effort too.
It's such great people, all of them, honestly.
I agree.
I really like that. Like, you guys are, you know, there's a stigma amongst society that if you get a bunch of girls together for a sport or for a project or something, they're just going to backstab and be horrible to each other. And so I like that idea that, like, you know, it's adapting to what is needed. Like, a couple years ago, hazing was very much like a thing for a lot of people, and it sadly still is, but I feel like as a society we have been able to like kind of shift that, and I feel like you guys were able to adapt to what was needed to make the team the best it could be. So
yeah
I like how you guys like said like that, how that dynamic and the culture of your guys' team changed, like when you guys came in.
Yeah.
And I feel that, because I feel like that's how most of all-star sports can say, but like in general.
Yeah.
Like, because like, not only if we are aware of all the things, whether it be on media, off media, mm-hmm. but just the sheer fact of we want things to be different, right. for we've mm-hmm. seen it through the past of our yeah. own experiences. Oh, and yeah. I feel like you guys taking a step further, not only to put it in your life, but also put in the sport that you love, speaks it to like standards above all. And I appreciate mm-hmm. and I respect that from y'all a lot, for real. I need, like, I wish a lot of everybody would listen and would like hear yeah. and bring that to whatever their passion and stuff is. And I just reach out my heart and commend y'all for real.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, thank you both so much for being on this yes. podcast. Yeah, it was really fun talking with you both. So yeah. I am super excited to come to your games next semester.
Oh yeah.
And be the crazy soccer mom. And Dev is going to pull me back from, you know, being kicked out, because
like, that we can't do it.
That do be unfortunate. I don't want to get in trouble with security.
Do we do have security sometimes?
Yeah, campus security?
But I don't know, sometimes you can get through security, though.
Dev.
What, I be getting through security at football games and stuff like that all the time, though.
Good job.
Shh. Little hush hush in there.
Secret.
But it's okay. It's okay. Lauren, do we have anything else, though?
No.
Any reminders, any announcements?
Yeah, go support it. The women's sports teams. That yeah. is my reminder.
All of them.
All of them.
All yeah. of them.
But
please,
specifically, God. Field hockey next semester, because they yes. are amazing, and I have now become friends with the two people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting their Snapchats sure. after this. We're going to be friends. It's
That's
great.
A banger right there. That's no. a banger right there, Lauren. But this brings us to the end of this episode, and thank you, ladies, so much again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you
and
for having us.
And everybody, please check out a game next yes. semester. If you don't, I'm Lauren and me on you.
Yeah.
Because sure. I probably will just be showing up.
And don't forget to follow the Instagram account I'm yes. creating today, where we just hype up sports women.
Yep.
At Linda Wood.
Go oh, for yeah. it.
I'm here for that.
Me too.
You heard it here, folks.
Even though I don't do sports, I'm going to hype them up.
True stuff. But you heard it here first, folks. And as always, stay sassy.